Hi everyone, this is Service Notes, your go-to podcast for all things service management, and I'm your host, Reena Brambert. Welcome to the very first episode of Service Notes. We are diving into the exciting world of service management, and today we are starting off strong, and I am chatting with Rhonda Downing, a change expert. Hi Rhonda, it's great to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. My name is Rhonda Downing, and I am an ITIL master. Yay. I'm so excited to get to say that. It's been a long journey, and but I have other credentials as well. But primarily, it's, I'm a change practitioner. I love change management. I love change enablement. I love organizational change. So my whole world revolves around change, which I think is the only place to be. So that's pretty much what I am and who I am. Just love change.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, they say change is the only constant.
Yes.
And especially when it comes to technology, it's like by the time you have gone through this change and you had some breathing space, it's the next change, right? Like it's
yes.
Moving so fast, it's kind of hard. So I know you said you like the change. What is the difference, someone who is trying to do change enablement versus someone who's trying to do organizational change management? And how much of technical expertise one needs to have?
Well, with organizational change management, or OCM, I may refer to the abbreviation, but with organizational change management, I love the practice because it's all about people. It's helping people get through change, to adopt and adapt to a change. And sometimes it's really hard sometimes for people to understand how they're going to benefit from a change. And that's really a key focus for me when I'm talking to either a single user, or whether I'm talking to a group of users who may have a variety of backgrounds, is really trying to make sure that I'm identifying what's in it for them, giving them that reassurance that this is a good change for you, and it kind of just laying it out so that they can think about it, process it in their own minds, and then come out hopefully with a positive attitude of, okay, I'll give it a shot. You know, let's go for it. Let's make what we're trying to do for our organization better. That's really the whole gist of the organizational change management. I don't feel you have to have technical skills, like IT, proper IT skills for OCM. You really have to have a heart for wanting to help people. That's the probably the key thing that I've seen with other practitioners within the change practitioner space, is that we all seem to have a heart for wanting to provide good, great service, good service to people, and to help them adopt and adapt. That's really, I know they're two almost identical words, but they do have totally different meanings. But that's really the whole organizational change piece. And I currently do both in my current role, because I help the organization understand how a change is going to impact them, how it's going to affect them, and how to accept the change. And then where we have little bumps in the road, we work through them. And they know, my current team has learned from me enough now that they know that if we have a bump in the road, it's just a bump in the road. Don't blow it out of proportion. We're going to work it out. We're going to figure out if it's not the right thing, we'll course correct. And I think that's a really big thing with organizational change management, is being aware, self-aware, and being able to identify when things aren't going the way you might want them to, and then being able to adjust. With IT, or I'm going to elevate it.
Okay.
I do enterprise change management.
Enterprise okay.
means it's across the entire organization. I work for a global organization, and I have probably in the past 25 plus years, most of the organizations have been global. So it's not just here in the US, it's across the globe, different countries, different companies. So looking across the enterprise, at changes that may be coming down the pipeline that either the organizational change piece is missing. So step into the role, fill that gap, or maybe it's an IT change or it's a business process change. I am definitely, my whole career has been about business process enablement, looking and designing different business processes, being able to improve processes. So looking at that and being able to say, hey, this needs additional awareness, or we need to understand what are the steps, and maybe the steps that the team was thinking they were going to do, maybe they've missed something or they've left a team out, or, you know, so really understanding what is a change going to do to the enterprise, not just IT, because there's always that IT component, but being able to look at it holistically is really the thing. And there, yes, I have found that having that technical background, you know, from a server management, a database management, networking, having that background has really helped build my IT change management skills.
Thank you, Rhonda. I love how you broke down the difference between organizational change management and technical change. It's so true that when we roll out a technical change, we often forget about the most important part, the people. You know, if you have enjoyed this episode, don't go anywhere, because Rhonda and I have plenty more to discuss. Trust me, you won't want to miss that. What's coming next? Stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in to Service Notes. Until next time, stay well and take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.